Reformed Church.
It's just so cool when it comes to the truth, to know that it's more than just God speaks to you because he loves you. Like, those things are, of course, true. But God's love, as far as his affection, of course, is not the reason why you can receive that truth. The reason why you can receive that truth is because of the demonstration of God's love in Jesus. And to know, it's a whole other kind of ballgame when you know you have access to something. Like, it's not just that God heals, God raises the dead, God speaks, you know, God prophesies, God does, you know, works of power and works miracles. Like, it's one thing to know God does these things. It's another thing to know that you personally, like, that I am permitted to go there. Like, I'm permitted to lay hold on those things. It's the difference between being Christ-centered and not, really, because it's the permission we have through Jesus that really changes the game whenever you're talking about any part of the inheritance. When you personally get a revelation that I am permitted to take that, I am permitted to receive of these things, that is what really separates what is the gospel and what isn't. It really is. I'm permitted to lay hold on those things. And, you know, I was actually told growing up that there are different periods of time in your life. There's a time of preparation. There's a time of sort of being, like, sent out. I don't even remember all the different stages, but I was, like, taught that there are different stages, and God will take this amount of time with you so that you can learn truth during this time of preparation. But then after that, you know, you see, like, this difference where the Lord sort of changes, and you don't learn the same way after that point. After that, now it's sort of applying in ministry the things that you were prepared for before. Almost like there's a period of time earlier on when you're learning a lot from the Lord, and that sort of changes after a period of time. And, you know, it's funny, I've heard people even tell stories about this transition that they felt, right? And where when they were first getting to know the Lord, they knew the Lord a lot, and they understood the Lord a lot. And then after that point, though, they felt this, like, change in them. And now, like, they weren't hearing from God quite the same way, and they chalk that up to the fact that there's just a time of preparation that the Lord, you know, sets aside for you at the beginning. And, of course, that is not true. And the reason why that's not true is because, again, the truth is not something that you have here and there a little, like, as God just sort of feels like it. The whole lot of truth we're given access to through blood. So it can't be just for a particular amount of time, because Jesus' blood is a payment for all time. And if I always have the propitiation of Jesus' blood, then I always have access to the truth the same way. But the funny thing is, though, I went through a time where I would spend all day out, you know, on, like, a walk, just praying, read my Bible, just getting this input from the Lord. And there was a time, a marked time, and it was like within just a couple days, it went from I was out all day to all of a sudden I felt like I couldn't do it anymore. It was a drudgery. And I mean, it was something spiritual. It was not like I didn't make that up. There's no way. Like, I kept trying to go on walks, long walks all day long, and I couldn't. I literally could not. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna, like, go nuts here. Like, I'm trying to push myself to do this, and I'm like, there's something happened here. And the funny thing is, I have all these stories, right, behind me, which, of course, I didn't believe those things, but I have these stories behind me of, oh, there's a time of preparation. And then all these people telling me that they felt this change all of a sudden. And then after that, you know, it's different. Now you're more ministering and applying these things. And that would have been a perfect opportunity for me to say, well, you know what, look at this, what's happening, because I had circumstantial evidence to sort of go hand in hand with what people were telling me. But I also... we know here, right, that, as I just stated, the truth or any part of the inheritance and wisdom is something you receive through blood. You have access and permission to it through blood, not because of us. You don't have access to the truth due to a dispensation of time that God allots. You have access to truth based on the blood of Jesus. And, of course, you need to respond by listening to receive that truth, but nevertheless, the access and permission is there. And I didn't know what was going on for probably like a year of time. Of course, I kept seeking the Lord and stuff, but the Lord established the things that I even was just praying in my heart even more so, that is not what was going on. And there may be, you know, times where, okay, you are setting, literally, like for me, all day aside, all day long, like not doing much of anything except just reading my Bible and praying. Now, of course, that kind of schedule and agenda isn't a sustainable schedule. And the Lord very well may have given me a feeling at a particular time that, you know what, this is not, okay, like you set a lot of time to get you a jump start, good. But now, okay, there now are other things that you need to sort of add to that. But I could have mistaken that schedule change for a, oh, this is what they told me. Now I'm not going to be able to receive the truth the same way as I was before. And that, since I've really been seeking the Lord and understanding the things that I told you, that has not even been, that has not sort of even been true in my experience either, that all of a sudden, oh no, you can't learn from the Lord anymore. But I tell you what though, if I had accepted that kind of, you know, falsehood, that, oh, that's just a time of preparation, I will tell you, it would have become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because if I believe not that I have access to the truth through Jesus, which has produced in me more truth and more learning, but if I had believed that, no, it's just an allotted period of time, you know, that God gives me to learn the truth, that would have become a self-fulfilling prophecy in my life. And according to my beliefs, I would have been receiving from God, and I would have noticed a dip in my learning. I would have noticed that, because if I'm depending on an allotment of time for my truth rather than depending on the sacrifice of Jesus for my truth, I'm going to not receive the truth correctly. If I depend on an allotment of time or another person or something for my healing, that's going to affect my healing, right? Because if I'm not depending on Jesus, my intercessor, my mediator, that's going to affect my healing. The same thing goes with truth. And so I just want to encourage you with that you know, it is not okay to, even with truth, to depend on a period of time, to depend on a special move of God, to depend on the anointing of somebody else, to depend on all these different things for our receiving of truth. We need to depend on the sacrifice of Jesus, on his blood that gives us access into his word. That's the reason why we're able to receive the truth. When you're cleansed by the Holy Spirit, being clean through the sacrifice of Jesus is what allows you to know the things of the kingdom. That's why he told Nicodemus that unless you're born of God, you can't see the kingdom of God. You need to be cleansed, but once you're cleansed, you can see the kingdom of God. That's a privilege that you have through Jesus. And so I would just encourage you with that. We all have the same opportunities to doubt. We all have the same opportunities to be tempted, to be swayed from things. And I just gave you an example, but and you know, there was a period of time where I'm like, what's going on, Lord? And you know, and it shook me a little bit at first. But then the Lord establishes you in truth and you realize the way that things really are, and then you can just keep on ticking with your learning the truth, because now you're not depending on an allotment of time. You're depending on the sacrifice of Jesus. And that's where you always want to be in your life, right? Is depending on the sacrifice of Jesus for everything. Because if you do that, you always have permission. Like I said, I have also experientially experienced that in my life, that when I start depending on the sacrifice of Jesus, I receive the truth. And then that has been something I've experienced as well as confirmation. So
we hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.